Transportation generates 60% of the greenhouse gas emissions created in Sonoma County, according to the Center for Climate Protection. So their Eco to School Challenge program is focused on getting teens to think about, and ideally change, the way they get to and from school. Paola Alvarado is the program coordinator.
The big picture is to educate students about climate change and how walking and biking and carpooling and using alternative modes of transportation can really lead to an enormous amount of CO2 reductions. And what we want to tell students is that they have control over how they get from point A to point B.
To spread that message, the program and its network of student participants at 8 Sonoma County high schools have launched a 3-week series of on-campus events to playfully call attention to the issue. The first such activity happened during the lunch break at Annaly High School yesterday, where student Shivari Kumar helped prepare for it.
We've been advertising with posters and for the morning announcements, having students tell the whole school that if they walk, bike, carpool, or bus, then they can win certain prizes. We have to make sure that they've either biked or walked or carpooled today. It's kind of on the honor system. But I'm really excited, and I think a lot of people are going to be interested in doing this.
It was sunny and mild as small groups wandered, or in some cases were herded, up to the table where they could take a turn on the bicycle blender. The faster they pedal, the smoother their reward will be. Autumn Lopez was among those who did so.
I rode a stationary bike that has a smoothie blender on the back of the bike so that when you pedal, it blends the fruit and voila, now I have a smoothie. A little icy, but it's good.
Even though she didn't precisely meet the criteria.
Unfortunately, I drove. But usually I do ride my bike. I live in Grayton.
Another happy rider was Bear Champlain.
Saving the planet's always a good thing, you know, but it's just easy to walk to school in the morning. It's starting to warm up. It's not cold anymore. Springtime.
How far?
Oh, I only live a few blocks away, so no excuses.
So how's the reward there?
Tasty.
Even Annaly principal Chris Heller joined in. Partly, he said, to set an example.
There's some strong interest in environmental things on our campus. I would be a little more thinking that students would participate on this today, especially to get a free smoothie out of it. So I'd like to see a little bit more.
Even so, Amy Jolly, the Eco to School program manager, was pleased with the response.
Kids like the smoothies, but not all of them like to hop on the bike. Sometimes they feel embarrassed being in front of their peers. But then you have a bunch of kids who all come out and cheer each other on and get all excited about it. So it's a mixed bag.
This is the fourth year they've been active on local high school campuses in the spring. Jolly says the bike blender is always a big hit. But they offer other activities as well, says Paola Alvarado, including simply serving some healthy breakfasts.
In order to create people power, you need fuel, so we give them food. And the other thing that we do is called a slow race. We come out during lunchtime, and we have students race against each other to see who can cross the finish line last.
That's done on non-stationary bicycles. The Eco to School Challenge activities will be rotating among high schools in Windsor, Healdsburg, Santa Rosa, and West County every school day from now through May 1st. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.